AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Folks in Florida are getting ready for an unwanted guest, but James Franklin, chief forecaster at the National Hurricane Center, says Erica will not be a hurricane when it strikes Florida on Sunday.
For South Florida, we're looking at a tropical storm. Yesterday, we're talking about the possibility of a hurricane, so our expectations have come down since yesterday, and that's certainly good news.
WSVN caught up with some shoppers at a Costco in Pembroke Pines who were buying everything from bottled water to toilet paper.
I'm preparing, taking gas and water, everything.
Other shoppers were filling up their vehicles with gas.
It's better to be prepared, no?
On the eve of the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, former President George W. Bush returned to New Orleans today, where he spoke of a spirit of confidence on the march.
We see that spirit in the population that has ticked back up as families settled back down. We see it in the tourists who are drawn here not only by the city's rich heritage, but the new hotel rooms and restaurants.
Bush avoided the lower Ninth Ward and other parts of the city that have yet to recover from the devastating storm. He also did not tour the federally managed levees whose failures flooded 80% of New Orleans. Instead, he visited a charter school rebuilt with support from his wife's foundation. A graduate of an exclusive New England prep school was cleared of rape today but convicted of lesser sex offenses against a 15-year-old freshman girl. Merrimack County Attorney Scott Murray says this is a very important verdict, even though Owen LaBrie was cleared of the most serious charges against him.
The convictions are important because they ensure that the defendant will in fact be held accountable, that he'll be punished for his acts, and because they vindicate the victim.
This is AP Radio News. North Carolina prosecutors announced today they won't be retrying a white police officer who fatally shot an unarmed black man, according to AP correspondent Gary Robertson.
They had a trial that ended last week in a mistrial in which 8 of the 12 jurors were in favor of acquitting him of voluntary manslaughter. And today, a top assistant for Attorney General Roy Cooper wrote to the Charlotte area district attorney to say that they would not retry the case and that the manslaughter charge would be dismissed.
An Ohio man avoided the death penalty today when he pleaded guilty to aggravated murder charges and was sentenced to life in prison without parole for robbing and killing an elderly couple before burning their bodies. Colorado theater shooter James Holmes is being assessed at a Denver facility to determine where he should begin serving his lifelong prison sentence. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.